Hello and welcome to the debut edition of Everything But Football. Bill Voth, you might not know who I am, but you'll know who the co-host is, even though I guess maybe I'm the co-host. You should be the host, KK. KK Short here. How are you doing, KK?
I'm doing great, man. I feel like you crossed your leg. I should cross mine, too. So this is like the comfortable setting, right?
Yeah. So what are we doing here? Do you have any idea what we're going to be doing on this podcast?
I think you said it, man. We're talking about everything but football, and I'm with it.
You asked if it was uncensored, though. This is a family podcast, right?
Yeah, but, you know, some household has an uncensored household, too, so, but we're going to keep this one clean, though.
All right, yeah, so I think the idea is it's completely unscripted. We have no idea each week what we're going to talk about, except we know what we're not going to talk about.
Exactly.
Which is football. Let's talk about this, though. Why do football players hate talking about football so much?
But I just thought you said we was talking
about
everything
about
football.
We're talking about why football players don't like talking about football.
Because we do it every day, and we do it, you know, we think about it 24/7. So, you know, we would like other things to be talked about or, you know, do other things. And, you know, you ask your job. Like, once you're off, like, you want to just, you know, talk about everything but football.
How about this? How about when
But it tends to always come up, though.
Right, exactly. Yeah, or I come up to you after a game, right, and it's like, KK, talk about, which is never a question, right? Right. Talk about what the Saints did well. And that's got to be annoying, right?
It's annoying, period, man. you know, when these media guys come in the locker room and they just want to say, talk about this after you did 3 hours of football and right. Now you got to talk about it. So, you know, you guys just have us, you know, wrapped around the fingers. So.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but it's our job and we have to do it.
It's part of the job. It's part of the job. But I tell you, what was it? What week did it rain last week? Wednesday or what day?
Last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday. And you guys are out there for 2 hours soaking wet. And then right as you come in, right as you guys are walking in, we're walking in. And I can imagine it's like
I tell you what, that was one of the
things you want to do is talk to us.
That was one of the most terrible atmospheres that I've been in since I've been in Carolina.
Oh, we're talking a little bit about football.
I mean, we're not talking about football, but we're just talking about the weather.
Weather, yeah.
You know, and that rain was cold.
And you were out there for what, 2 hours?
2 hours. It was cold. Yeah. And
it doesn't
the whole time you
were
just
here,
thinking
though,
about the rain instead of doing what you were supposed to be out there doing.
Yeah, but it doesn't rain much here during practice. You know, there's
not at all.
A few teams that doesn't have a bubble, but but and I know that can be a sensitive topic here and there, but it doesn't rain. All that much during practice.
It doesn't. Mother Nature gave us something different. Like you always complain about the heat, you know, the sun beaming down, but this time it was a lot of cold water coming down. I don't know where it came from though.
So, all right, you grew up outside Chicago. What do you like playing in the snow? Shoot, I can't ask that question. Nope.
Yeah, that's
Let me
not
ask you this:
snow.
Do you like the snow?
I love the snow. I love the snow. And when I came to Carolina, my first experience on Christmas was not the best.
Why?
Because there was no snow on the ground. I'm used to waking up and seeing a white one of Christmas and going outside and getting frostbite. My fingers from throwing snowballs from 8 in the morning to about noon.
Yeah. Did Santa come at least that first Christmas?
The first Christmas I was in Carolina?
Yeah.
I was Santa.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, I just didn't wear the beard, so.
So you strike me as a guy that would rather give presents than get. Am I wrong?
I like that impression. You know, but we all like a little surprise here now and then.
I like giving them. I was never good on Christmas Day. Like, I'd open up the present and, like, the family's looking at something and you're supposed to be all excited and it's.
I'm more of a guy that tell me what you want and I'll wrap it up.
Okay.
So you can be surprised of knowing what you're getting. I'm not the guy that just read, oh, I think Bill will like this.
Oh, you're going to give me something.
I was just putting in the future references. Okay. You never know. You never know. It depends on how this podcast goes. If people like our podcast, then you might get a present.
That'd be nice. I always, if people asked for something, I wouldn't get them that. I'd always want to get something different. Which would give me a lot of strikes. I get a lot of strikeouts with that. I still strike out with my wife all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I rarely get her. Yeah, I'm not a good gifter right now. And I've known her for, I think, 9 years, I think. Something like that.
So she doesn't like your gifts?
No, I'm bad at it. Maybe in the next decade I'll be better. Let me ask you this. Why is it KK?
I get this question forever. You know, the crazy thing about it, like my uncle, who's passed away, you know, God rest his soul, when I was young, just started adding KK. I mean, everybody called me K or K-1, and you know, but he was just, you know, he was just the outcast of, you know, out the family, and funny guy, probably could have been a comedian, and you know, he just done everything, you know, different from everybody, and just add another K, and then you know, everybody rolled with it. So it was just another initial that, you know, was added on. I get Big Fella, I get Cadence from my auntie.
Exactly.
You know, everybody.
Where did that come from?
It was her husband. So you know, those two is just like the comedian of the family. So
okay,
you know, they always came. It was a lot of names, man. It was a lot of names I can't even remember.
Okay. What's your middle name?
I don't want to tell you. But my middle name is Arcel, A-R-C-E-L-L.
So it could be K-A, but it's K-K.
Yeah, but K-K sounds better.
How many people call you K-1?
Nobody in my family.
How many people?
Or my mother, unless she get mad at me.
Say someone calls you up, right? Like it's like AT&T or like an internet service or something. How many people say K-1?
Everybody. They say K-1 or K-1.
Key
I don't know what a
key
is. Exactly. And that would piss me. That would makes me mad. That would makes me mad. And I just like, where you get key from? So I just, you know, and then they say Kaiwan. You know, so it's a lot of names out there, but Kaiwan is the most common one.
How do you pronounce Star's last name?
Star Latulele.
Latulele.
Yeah.
See, I think for years I've always said Lotulele. That's not right.
Well, for the year I got here, I never said his last name. I always said Star until I, you know, pronounced it properly. And, you know, I had to, you know, we was roommates for like, this is the first year we're not roommates. Good thing. Not good thing, but we both have a, you know, a sleeping problem. So it's, that room gets a little louder there at night.
Both snores?
Oh,
saying?
Man, we snore heavenly.
Really?
But whatever, but, you know, that's not the case. But, you know, I just asked him, like, how you pronounce it, then. I kept having to ask him, and, you know, I finally caught on to
Latulele.
It. Latulele.
I don't know why I say Lotulele.
Lele. Latulele.
Latulele. Who do you think, because this first episode of this podcast is just going to be us and you, or me and you. Who do you think our first guest should be? Because that's going to be the idea, is that we're co-hosts, and then we'll eventually bring on guests. I mean, is Star a potential guest?
Because yeah, but I don't think he's going to be the first one.
Okay.
It depends, man. It depends on the route that I want to take it to. Okay. If I want somebody just like who's just going to be funny and don't care what they're going to say, I can go either way, man. But it would have to be a surprise, I guess.
Star, though, going back to him, he can be funny. Right? He has like a dry sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. Stars. The thing people don't realize about Stars, man, this guy talks, you know, he's not a mute, but he's also funny, man. And like, I mean, the jokes is just, it's unlimited around him. Like, you prepared, like, you think he's serious. He'll tell you like, oh, something's serious, but then it's a joke. So like, but now I know who
now
he is.
Now you know it,
yeah,
right?
I know I don't take it no more. Well, not too much.
So, how many people say, hey, KK, you're from Chicago, right? Just because you're from something called East Chicago, which is in Chicago.
Everybody in the locker room. They
think you're from Chicago.
Yeah, they say I'm Chicago, man. I mean, they know I'm from Indiana, but they say, oh, it's East Chicago. Chicago. So, you know, they make it a joke. But when I do introduce myself to anybody or, like I just moved and my neighbor was like, hey, you know, what's your name, whatever. Told him my name and I'm like, I'm from the Midwest, East Chicago, Indiana. Oh, I live by Chicago too. Like, what part of Chicago are you from? And then I have to refer to, like, no, I'm from like Gary, Indiana. You know, a lot of people just, oh, Michael Jackson. So that's the route that I have to go. I have to detour to where I'm actually from.
So how far away is that from like Chicago proper?
East Chicago?
Yeah.
East Chicago is about, it depends on where you're going, but you can go, you can take a 15-minute drive to get to Chicago, to get downtown, it's a 45-minute drive.
So why is it called East Chicago?
That's a good question. I was told, don't quote me on this, mm-hmm. that it's like a, well, in between Chicago and Indiana on the coast, it's a Lake Michigan. So, and that's on the east side of the lake.
Okay.
But it's the border of Indiana and Chicago.
All right. whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. So you were how old were you when you were drafted?
25.
So did you spend your first 25 years in
24,
Indiana?
24.
24 years in Indiana?
Yep.
So when you were drafted to Carolina, what went through your mind? Like the South and all that stuff. Did you know anything about the South?
Well, I didn't consider it. Well, at first they was like, well, it's the South. But then you think it's like not the South.
It's not like the South South.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, when I first got here, I was just really trying to fill out the city. But it wasn't until like year two that I really just like, all right, this is a nice city. People friendly, you know, and everybody, the courtesy around here is just nice. But, you know, compared to where I actually came from, which is East Chicago, it was different. Different people, different atmosphere. But, you know, when I went to Purdue, it taught me to get, you know, different cultures and different personalities.
Yeah. What did you miss most about Chicago, East Chicago, besides
the food?
Snow.
Oh, the snow.
The food,
yeah. what I miss about, man, just, I mean, that was what I was used to.
Right.
That's where I grew up in, you know, that's what I was around, and just be able to go outside and, you know, see a lot of my friends just, you know, in the peak without even using a phone or anything. Just, I know where everybody was going to be at.
I think we all think it's easy because, you know, you guys get paid more than, you know, someone like me. I just kind of volunteer around here. We think, okay, you get drafted, it's all cool and everything. But, you spent your first 24 years in some part of the country. And now you got to move somewhere where you don't really know anybody.
Yeah. But, you know, I was always growing up, I always did sports. So it always took me to different states and seeing different things of, you know, my city where I was from. So, you know, playing like AAU, I've been almost probably 40-something states playing AAU.
Really?
Yeah. You go there a weekend, you spend a weekend, and you really just play ball, and then you observe the city, really. So so that was, and, you know, it just taught me, like, you know, on the sides of, you know, the earth, like, you know, down south. I've been down south, you know, played at Georgia.
So it wasn't
Peace
like
Jam.
You're a total fish out of the water.
Right. Okay. But I never played in Charlotte. So that was the whole thing of getting adjusted to that because, yeah. You know, I've been to Alabama, I've been to Georgia, you know, all the surrounding states. And not to be in Carolina was one of the, you know, the biggest things. I mean, it was fun. I guess it was just fun, really, just coming to a whole new state and really starting over.
Yeah. Yeah, there is something about that. That's, I always wanted to go to,
but it's not like starting over if you go into a different high school, transfer. You know,
why?
You know what I'm saying? Because like you have, far as from high school to like being a grown up, like you change different schools, you'd be like, okay, you got to meet new friends now. You got to really walk around like you're lame and do all this.
Yeah.
You know, start all over, man. Like high school to, you know, if you transfer high school to high school. But like coming from like a state, like now, like you have, I mean, you're going to be around people that you're going to be around a lot, especially your job. So now you connect with some people who's been here in the city and then get out and meet new people.
Yeah.
As far as like going to high school, you got to start over. Like, you don't know nobody. You're not necessarily gonna be in this class every day because, you know, high school. You doing?
Yeah.
So it's,
it sounds like you did that.
I did. Well, no, I didn't transfer, but, you know, just the whole thing of knowing that's what happens.
Were you the kid that had to eat by himself, KK? Do we need to talk about that in your past? We need to get that out eventually in one of these episodes. How about this? Because you mentioned AAU. If there was a starting five from this locker room,
gosh,
would you be on it? I don't know if people know you were and still are a really good basketball player.
I think I'll be on it. If not, I'll be six man for sure.
What would you be, the four?
I'll be the
power
four.
Forward?
I'll be the four.
Yeah. How often
might
do you
be
still
the
play?
Five?
Do you still play?
I do a little bit in off season.
Do you miss it?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. But I live through my homeboy who plays and. You know, Etuan Moore, who plays for the Pelicans in New Orleans, and, you know, just watching him every game, or just going to the games if they come to play the Hornets, you know, and just relive that moment of high school when I played.
So where was the path for you? Because, okay, you're a good basketball player. You're playing all this AAU. You're mm-hmm. playing football. When did you make the decision that
it was football?
I'm going to play football.
And
so was it tough?
So I started playing basketball around like sixth grade. Well, I was playing before that, but like I played organized ball in sixth grade. And, you know, I after that, you know, middle school, I started playing AAU. This guy named James Dye, FYI, Support the Youth Foundation. SYF, I mean, Support the Youth Foundation. And it was based out of Gary. And you know, I just started playing, and he saw the talent that I had and brought me onto the AAU team, and just been traveling ever since. And then, you know, I just was in love with the game of basketball. So I started playing football. I just gave football a try eighth grade year because the coach kept asking me, like, oh, try.
So how big were you?
I was big. Yeah. I was bigger than the average kid. And he was like, just try it, man. And I think it was like, I think they already played like four or five games already. So I was like, all right, for you to stop talking to me, I'll come out and play. Okay. I did that, and I was good. I was gooder. That's not a word. I was better than some of the guys who've been playing since knee high. And after that season, I just stopped playing and just focused on basketball from ninth grade. And the coach came back like, try it. At least you got to try in high school. I was like, ah. And then this is what really made me try. They was like, well, if you play basketball, you don't have to do the – if you play football, you don't have to do the conditioning for basketball, which is run like a mile and a half or something like that. I sat there and thought about it. I was like, okay, boom.
So that's how you – and I know this. We're getting a little too close to football here, but that's how you got on the football path is because you didn't want to run a mile and a half.
I didn't want to run a mile and a half. I was a big kid. I was like, you got to weigh the options here. So, and I did that, and – you know, and I still was like they hit me on JV, and I was dominating the JV, dominating the freshman, and I was just like out there just to be out there because I knew basketball season was coming. So I was like, all right. So, you know, like after that, I just stayed with it because I didn't want to do the conditioning forever. So I sophomore year, I started getting like these letters from like different schools, like these handwritten letters from different coaches
and football.
Stuff. For football.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, you know, maybe it's something there. So I start, instead of just being there, I start putting, you know, just being able to perfect it. And my junior year comes and I get an offer from Purdue. I wanted to go to Purdue for basketball.
Right.
And it was just like, all right, what are your options here? So that year, I committed to Purdue my junior year in the spring.
And were you still playing basketball?
Mm-hmm. And I was committed.
Were you still hoping to play basketball in college? Or
I was hoping to do both.
Okay.
So before I committed, I was just like, you know, I asked the Coach Tiller at the time, like, if I come, can I do basketball? It was like, yeah, but you just have to do a full year of football first, and then that second year you can play basketball. And that was the end of my basketball career after I got to college, man. I loved it in high school, and you know, after a while you start like shying away from it. But I still had the love for it, but just like after that I just started shying away from basketball, knowing if I wanted to play in professional league, this is where I, you know, and then I just fell in love with the game of football, and knowing that, you know, I'm putting all my effort into this and really sitting down and trying to study the game, I became a lot better at it.
Did you play a lot of pickup at Purdue?
I played with the basketball team a couple of times, but then yeah. I played intramural ball.
Did you hold your own with
killing
the basketball
team? Killing the boys
team? In intramural. Intramural, sure. But how about with the property?
Yeah, yeah. Really? I held my own. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I was just a guy that, you know, like my thing with basketball was, you know, I'm going to get the rebounds. I'm going to put it back up. You know, I had good post move. I had good feet work for that, for the bottom, man. And I was playing against guys like Juwan Johnson, who was like 6'10", can play outside, play inside. Like Robbie Humble, who's 6'8". Let's just say I'm glad I didn't play it.
Okay.
I'm glad I didn't go to, you know, Purdue to play basketball. And, you know, those guys is good. And I played against Robbie Humble in high school. And, you know, we got the best of them then. But these guys was, you know, NBA ready. So
if you didn't play football didn't exist, where do you think you could have – what level – do you think you could have went to with basketball? So do you think you wouldn't have was Purdue a realistic shot for you?
Yeah, I would have at least tried. you know, if not, I tried to walk on because Purdue was one of the schools that I actually really want to go to regardless.
Why?
I mean, just the whole, I mean, it's an hour away from home. Probably not, probably like an hour and 15 away
from
home.
So it's not home, but it's closer. It's
exactly.
Close enough.
But it's home, but it's a whole different
world. Yeah.
So, you know, that was it. It was either Purdue, Notre Dame, or IU. Those are the three schools that I wanted to do. And I wanted to stay in Indiana.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd have tried to walk on. If not, I wouldn't have made it. And, you know, just tried to get different scholarships to go to school.
You and Pep are playing one-on-one up to 11. What's the score?
I heard Pep's pretty good. I saw a couple of highlights. What we talking about right now?
Mm-hmm.
Up to 11? It'd be 9-11.
Who?
Me.
Wow.
Me.
That's some confidence there.
But he's pretty good in pig, but that's just...
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would be interested to see, like, you guys boxing each other out. Or so one of you guys trying to post each other
box
out.
Box out? I'm at the top of the key now. I don't do the...
Oh, you develop a shot?
My jumper is gotten a little consistent.
Who was that big guy for Purdue this year? He was dominant.
You're talking about Caleb Swanigan?
Yeah.
Who's been drafted by Trailblazers. Good guy, man. Just watching him and his whole
great
story.
Great story.
His whole story, man. It's, you know, everybody has a story, and everybody, you know, either you feed off of it or you starve off of it. But you know, this guy took his story and made it, you know, a reality of, you know, where he wanted to go and what he was trying to do, and you know, that's a blessing, man. But that guy's good too.
What's it like for you to watch Purdue in the NCAA tournament? You get nervous? Do you get?
I'm more like, I love watching these guys when they play the ACC Big Ten Challenge, because I feel like that's a playoff game before the playoffs, because you know we want to beat the ACC because they think ACC thinks they're the best in basketball, and
well they are.
Nah, I wouldn't say that, but you know so I know that game is going to be good, but then you know that in the tournament, man, it's just good to see those guys get there, and I'm good friends with Matt Painter as well, so. Just to see him succeed and do well in the tournament, and hopefully this year we go Elite Eight better than what we did last year, and try to take it all.
Ryan Kerrigan went to Purdue.
Do
you know him all that well?
Yeah, I played with him.
Okay.
Good guy.
And Breeze was well ahead of your.
Drew Breeze.
Yeah. Does it get like when people talk about Purdue football, it's always Drew Brees. It's always Drew Brees.
I'm fine with it.
Where's the KK Short and Ryan Kerrigan though?
I'm fine with it, man. I don't know if you, when you get to know me, man, I'm not the guy who boasts and brag about anything,
of course.
You know,
yeah.
I try to let my job speak for itself, my work speak for itself. And I mean, this guy's resume is big though. Like, you cannot take Purdue.
He did good things for
you. Cannot take Purdue and, football, and yeah. Drew Brees and separate those two.
Yeah. So you mentioned food before, that you miss food. From back home, what kind of food do you miss?
A lot, man. In East Chicago itself, I mean, we got a couple foods called like Zales, and it's like chili cheese, like hot dogs, chili cheese fries, like.
So healthy food.
Yeah, healthy. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got Sharks, chicken. It's fried chicken. And you got this Mexican spot called Fuentes, and they like do like burritos or tacos and. We're not talking about healthy right now.
Right.
This is like off season when I am home. So, you know, those type of foods. And then you go to Chicago, you get the deep pizza, you get the Juketown hot dogs. Like, man, this list goes on, man.
Can you not eat like this during the season?
Or No. Like, I'm a guy who put on weight fast. So, like, I have to really monitor what, you know, what I eat during, you know, my working times. Because we're not talking about what we.
Is that tough?
Yeah. It's tough. It used to be tough. It used to be like far as like sophomore, second year, because you really have that net where you just start fiending for these different type of foods, yeah. And then like you look on social media, then you got all the people you follow just posting, you know, these French fries with mild sauce. Like, it's just, you know, it gets hectic for a while.
So what do you typically eat during the week, during the season?
During the what?
During, well, listen, this is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle question. You have to stick to salads and stuff?
No, but I try to stay away from fried foods and all that type of, you know, like I really try to drink Gatorade, because Gatorade really just put a lot of, it's a lot of sugar. Mm-hmm. I try to stay away from that. Stay away from soda. Well, we call it pop.
There you go. There you go. I'll give you a fist bump. Yep, I'm a pop guy too. See, I'm from Cleveland. So
yeah, yeah. It's a Midwest thing. So we stay away from pop. And it's just really just like, I try to stay away from junk food and candy, but it's so hard.
Yeah.
Because we got the rookies to bring. Uh-huh. Reese's. The Reese's is the favorite.
Reese's cups or pieces?
Reese's pieces.
Yeah.
But if they bring the little big cups, then I'll.
The pieces, you can't stop, you right? Can't, when you have you a couple. You can't. No, I want to keep having more
you
of those.
You can't. But yeah, that's what I try to do. But, you know, I slip up here and there. But, you know, I do extra to make up for. So, like, I'll come in on a Tuesday, you know, do a little treadmill run, get in the steam room, and just really try to fluctuate some of the stuff that I've done.
Have you had Price's chicken here?
Love it.
Yeah?
Love it.
Is it? How does it compare to the place you sit back on?
Price's, Sharks. Sure. Price's is one of the best chicken, probably is the best chicken I had in Charlotte.
In Charlotte, though.
Yeah.
So, but you'd still take Sharks.
Yeah,
because it's got that.
They do lemon pepper, thing. You know, fried hard, deep, you know, so it's a method to the Sharks madness.
If someone says soda, do you correct them?
No, but I just, they'd be like, oh, what type of soda do you drink? Well, I'll be like, I like pop, this type of pop.
Do you purposely say pop down here?
Yeah,
I do. Just to get on people's,
because they're like, what's
soda?
That?
No.
But pop. Then I also ran into some people who call a cold drink.
Cold drink?
Exactly.
What does that mean?
It means pop and soda.
I've never
heard
that.
That's a Louisiana thing.
Really? All right, tennis shoes or sneakers? Tennis shoes, right?
Yeah. Who says to sneakers?
I think people from the Northeast do.
Wow. Yeah, I'm a tennis shoe guy. Shoes really is what
you have. Do you have a lot of shoes? Or no? Well, another topic. Do you have a lot of shoes?
I do.
Yeah. How many pairs do you think?
Probably over 150 pairs.
Whoa.
And the crazy thing about it, I just gave away about 50 pairs, not even a week ago.
Do you have a whole closet for them?
Yeah.
I think Thomas Deku used to do, he had something like that.
TD is like out the water. TD right. Probably got boxes he never opened.
Well,
he's
got the contract with Jordan Brand now. So are you like, are these like nice shoes or are they
variety.
Tennis shoes?
It's a variety. So I do tennis shoes. And then I have like dress shoes and nice, you know, nice casual shoes. But if we're talking about tennis shoes, it's about a good 60.
Are you a Nike 60, guy? 70.
Yeah, I'm a Nike guy.
You gotta get into that Jordan Brand. I see boxes by his locker all the time.
We don't even want to talk about it, man. You know, but I like Nike, man, because you get a variety and just not like all Jordans. You know, like I like a different shoes that looks like they can be running shoes or they look like they can be, you know, toe shoes. So I like Nike and with the different varieties of what they have on their page.
We've gone, let's see how far we've gone, 28 minutes so far.
So you trying to go 2 more minutes?
No, I don't know. What do you think? You got any questions?
Do you prefer Coke or Diet Coke?
Diet.
Why?
I don't know. I think it tastes sweeter. But Coke, if you're at McDonald's, the Coke at McDonald's tastes different. You ever notice that?
I never drink Coke.
So you're a Diet Coke?
I'm no Coke. If I do a pop, it's going to be grape.
Grape. So you don't do... So if I ask you Coke or Pepsi, you say neither.
Well, my mom drinks Pepsi. Like she probably has like a closet full of Pepsi.
So you're a grape pop guy?
I'm a grape pop guy. But if I have to have one, it would be a Pepsi.
What kind of brand for the grape pop?
Fanta.
Fanta?
Yeah.
My wife does the orange Fanta.
Orange is good too, but like that's only like the second alternate they don't have grape. So I found out that Wendy's has it. Oh, so bad.
Yeah, so you were saying how you stay away from
Gatorade
because of the sugars.
So bad.
I mean, I can't imagine how much sugar Fanta has.
Because look, this when I go home back to East Chicago, so I have to fly into O'Hare. And it's about a 50-minute drive to get to East Chicago. And my exit, as soon as I get off, is the White Castles. So I have to stop at White Castles and have to get like a large grape pop. Well, probably like onion rings.
Is it Fanta?
Chicken rings.
Or is it a different brand?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I just know it's the best grape out there.
I'm going to tell you something, right? You're going to judge me. I've never had White Castle.
Why?
I don't know.
There's some in Ohio,
never
right?
Had. Yeah. There's no reason. I haven't stayed away from it on purpose. I just never have. I never had Long John Silver's.
You can keep it, that's okay.
Yeah.
You have to at least they stomach bubblers, but
how many of those
sliders?
Yeah, have you had in a sitting? Do you know?
Gosh, I used to come back home from college. Like all my homeboys used to get together and we'd just be chilling and just one random night we'd just be like, let's go get White Castles. So like we'd get the Crave cases.
How many in there?
The Crave case, I think, comes with 20, but I think it was a different one that come with more. But I'm thinking the Crave case.
I feel like there's one that was
a big dumb amount.
Let me see if I can Google it.
I think we did that. And we sat there and ate about. But if it was a Craven case, and then with 20, we probably got two, and we probably ate about all 40 of them. And I probably had about 10 to 15.
So that's probably your max that you've had?
No, because it was gone. But I think I could have had a couple more.
See, I know. Yeah, this is going to make for terrible podcasting as I'm trying to Google something right now and I can't figure it out. But I remember, there was some sort of ridiculous amount they would give you could get, and they were like 10 cents each or something.
And then you when you thought you was balling, you got like cheese added on.
Oh, man, this is right here. So here's White Castle. This is from Wikipedia, so it has to be true. White Castle also markets its sandwiches in 30 hamburger boxes called a Crave case. The figure of 30 burgers represents the number that can be produced on one of its standard grills at the same time. All right, but they also serve, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
A Crave crate. 100. Are you sure that's not what you guys got?
No, I don't think we got the 100. We probably did get the 100. But no, it was like six of us, so I don't think we got the 100. I think we got probably like the 30.
100.
But I tell you what, though, like it was a race to see how many we get. And by the time I got to like, I can't remember the number, but I know it was in between 10 to 15.
How was your stomach feeling?
I was terrible the next day, but we were just living for the night. We were just living for the night. I was terrible the next day. I probably was using the bathroom for about a good 15 to 20 minutes.
So the
washroom, I would say.
Is that I go either way with that one.
Yeah.
You know what they call it in England?
What?
The water closet.
Water closet.
WC.
You know, the crazy thing, I went to Germany this year, back in April.
Trip, yeah.
You got to pay to use the bathroom.
Yeah, in some cities over there you do.
I don't.
Did you? Or were you like, I'm not going
to
do that?
Yeah, I had to because we was on like a two and a half hour bus ride, so we stopped at the gas station. I had to pay, but it was like, what? Like, how do you pay to use a...
Was that your first time in Europe?
Yep, first and last.
Oh, really?
Not the last, but like I had a good time for actually, I went down there with a different mindset, but then when I actually got there, I realized the task while I was down there, and it made it a whole lot, smoother.
Because you're visiting bases, right?
US correct, bases. Correct, correct. So my whole mentality to go down there was like, I can go to, Berlin, or I can, other surrounding cities. We have free time. And so I was like, all right, we get there. And it's like, only free time we have was like a couple hours. So you couldn't really do anything.
Yeah.
And, the first stop we made, a lot of people was just talking, like we had different soldiers was talking. And, one of the sergeants was saying, this is probably like the highest population that commits suicide. And it was like, not just only because, because it's just more like, you're away from you over 50,000 miles away from your family, and you can't have that loved one there to, support you, in their presence and stuff like that. And they're just like, well, they can't take it no more. And they just, the whole trauma, see so much going on. It was just like that. And then, I just sat there and I was just thinking about the whole thing. Like, I get to go back home after this.
Yeah.
You know, and it just really just made me realize, like, you know, for us to come down here was to put a smile on these soldiers' face and let them know that, you know, people outside, you know, we appreciate these guys, and, you know, they do so much for our country and doesn't get, you know, the notice or enough notice. And that was the whole thing. And, you know, after that, I just really approached every, you know, every base we went to with a different approach as far as, like, you know, smiling for these people. And, you know, I mean, because it was kids there my age, younger than me, you know, so, you know, some deported already and been a war already. You know, it was just a whole, you know,
so
a lot of things.
It was life changing.
Yeah, it was life. It was life changing.
You guys at these community events, everyone kind of says the same thing. We ask the same questions. You guys, you know, it's all kind of just, it's kind of routine. Mm-hmm. But this was different.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a whole, you know, eye open change, and every base we went to, you know, it was somebody who had something different going on. And, like, again, the beginning of when we had the podcast, it was just more like everybody has a story. You know, everybody, mm-hmm. you know, go through so much or go through some different stages in their life and, you know, how well they bounce back to adversity and stuff like that. But, you know, just going back and forth and then leaving that situation, I get to go back and catch this, you know, this plane back to, you know, Charlotte. It was just like, man, these people stuck here. For how long, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the whole approach on it. And it changed my view of, you know, not saying I never had, you know, respect for, you know, these soldiers, but it just made me have the utmost respect and, you know, and
for them and for your life.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And the freedom that I have. Yeah. So, you know, shout out to them.
Yeah. Well, we could keep going on and on and on, but we should probably wrap this up because I know you're here and you're off day. But one question for you. If you go anywhere in the world, because it sounds like you weren't thrilled about Europe and your first go around. If you could go anywhere in the world today, where would you go?
God, you put me on the spot. Just by seeing a lot of pictures, I say Brazil. Don't ask me why, because I have no clue. But, you know, I just.
Josh Norman used to want to really go there. That was like his thing. He
wanted. Yeah, I might have to hit Josh up and ask him to just.
I think he did actually go. He was supposed to go to the World Cup when it was there, and his flight got canceled.
John's big time, man.
But that was before he was big time.
This is before?
Yeah, that would have been 14. That would have been 2014.
He still was big time.
That's, we can say this, we'd say this in front of him. In his head, he was big time.
What about you?
Me? I would say Norway.
Why?
It just seems like such a peaceful, friendly place. Mm. And I think where we're at right now in this country, I kind of want to get out of some of this, like, this tension. And I feel like in Norway, it's like this little storybook
peaceful
country. It's probably not, you know, but it's just this, like, peaceful fairy land, like fairy tale land, you know, where people are all friendly and happy.
I got one last question for you.
Yeah.
If you can start all over again, would you still be a reporter?
Wow.
Is that your title?
That's a good
reporter,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one. No, I mean, if I could, I would have been.
Like, but now
a
that
you
said, since you've been in, you know, the whole.
Well,
the
see,
whole.
I'm old.
How long you been doing this, first of all?
So I graduated college in 2001, and I wanted to be like the local TV guy. Like, you'd watch sports at like the 6 and 11 o'clock news. So I did that my first 10 years out of college. But who does that anymore, right?
Correct.
So, I mean, who does that? And that's what I used to want to do. So you take that industry away. So that's what you kind of have to figure out. Now it's – so there used to only be like a few ladders up to, you know, up for careers. Now there's a bunch of ladders. Mm-hmm. But because they're kind of all spread all over the place, there's pluses and minuses. I got out – so I did TV my first 10 years, and then I got out to start a social media and digital media company. And that went fine and everything, but I had to be in like conference calls and like be in meetings and.
When you, huh?
That was no good. Like talking business and stuff. You know what's amazing about the business world? How little gets done. Like, you get on these conference calls and people are talking about their weekends and like, it just, let's go.
So you probably say out of 30 to 45 minute call, like, you probably have 10 minutes to.
Yeah, and then you know what you do usually at the end of the call? You schedule another call because you didn't. So being in.
I guess that's how you prolong the checks.
Being
then, right?
In this industry, kind of, it's good because there's always like, yeah, that's how you always have things to do. But there's always deadlines for this, though. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in a kind of in a deadline world. Like, oh, here's what you do this day, and then you move on. And in the business world, it was like, There's deadlines, but no one ever meets them. Okay, this website needs to be built by here. Maybe in like a month or two. It's wild. So that was a good question. Would I do this again? It's not work, I'll tell you that. So that's nice. It's not work. A bad day is, you know, it's not a bad day. Not being in a cubicle and stuff like that. You know, like when we're out there at practice, you look up at the buildings in the Charlotte skyline and you wonder how many people might be looking down wishing
exactly
they were in your shoes, right? So work holidays, work weekends, yeah, all this other stuff, maybe there's some negatives to it, but ultimately there's a lot of positives. Fine, you know, I'm not done. We're not done. I want to ask you one more. If colleges in Indiana didn't exist,
mm-hmm.
and you could go to any other college, where would you have gone?
Good question.
First off, I'm not a guy who likes like fast cities or like.
You're not a big city guy.
Big city guy. So a whole up north thing would be out the window. The whole West Coast thing will be out the window. I will probably be in the surrounding states of Indiana because I'm more like a Midwest guy. And I feel like Midwest has molded me to be more relaxed, to, you know, not as fast city. Like, well, but you got Chicago, who's more of a fast pace. But I say, like,
you can go into Chicago if you want.
Yeah, but I'm not.
But it's not. If you're in Chicago, you're in Chicago.
Right.
Where
right.
you grew up, you didn't have to necessarily be there. You could go there.
I would say Louisville.
Would Ohio State have been too big? I think there's like 60.
I don't think it would have been 000. Too big. I just really wasn't like sold on Ohio State, really. Great school, though. Great school. I mean, the foundation, the organization over there is just amazing, but I just wasn't. I think Louisville was more of a, because I grew up watching the head basketball coach, and then I met him a couple of times, and it made me like see like how he does things around there. And
Patino
just
or the
Patino,
okay.
And you know, it was just more of a, you know, how laid back he was, but I just felt like he represent the school, so like. Everybody was laid back like that.
Okay, this has to be the final question because really we're keeping you really long. If Patino offered you a scholarship play at Louisville,
I'm gone.
Or Purdue offered you a scholarship, where would you have gone?
I would have went to Purdue. Purdue was just I was really sold on Purdue just growing up. And then, you know, just far as like not even really talking about football, but talking about football. But, you know, growing up and I was watching like guys play and the whole Joe Tiller era in football, they – it was just not only about football. Like, it was about these guys actually graduating and stuff like that. So, you know, and I kind of really – it really sold me once I really got down there and just saw how things was going. And then when I took my official visit, I was just like, you know, I think I made the right decision. You know, you had, like, a lot of guys in front of me, like Mike Neal and, you know, Ryan Kerrigan and Alex McGee. And these guys right here was just the face of, you know, the defensive line at Purdue. And these guys were just like – top-notch guys. I mean, off the field. I mean, they doing whatever, you know, on top of their school work. And, you know, that's what I kind of pride, you know, going to school was just making sure that I graduated first.
Do you remember Glenn Robinson? Are you too young?
I'm a little young, but I remember, you know, I remember him. But, you know, his name still rings around there.
What was his nickname? He had a really cool nickname. It was something dog, wasn't it? I'm going to Google again.
Because you know where he's from, right?
He's Chicago?
No. He's from Gary.
Oh. One second. Glenn Robinson. This is great podcasting here. Nickname.
You had to throw that in there?
What's that? Big Dog.
Big Dog.
That's a great nickname.
Did you say, this is Bill podcasting here?
Yeah. All right. Let's get out of here. Let's let you go.
You got to have a slogan to get out, right? You
what
got one?
I don't have anything. They say, thanks for listening. Let's do this again next week.
I appreciate it, people. You know, I always end up with this. I always found out, or not found out, but I always take, like, you know, different words from people, like different slogans that people live by. And, you know, I just heard one the other week. And this is from one of the guys in my hometown. His name is Caleb.
It's let me interrupt real quick. You say it. This is gonna be your sign off.
No. I'm just gonna say, you know, different. I think we should have like a different inspiration message after everyone. And his was like, it gets greater later. That's awesome, right? Because everything doesn't start off great.
You need patience.
Exactly. I like that. It gets greater later.
There's your closing thought, Kaylon Choi.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate you guys for listening.
Let's do this again next week. Maybe we'll get a guest, or maybe we'll just keep yapping again.
Deal. Oh, wait. Am I coming on next week?
You're committed. This is what we, right? Wasn't this part of your new deal?
Drops mic.
Wasn't this in your contract? Thanks for listening, everybody.